From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, April 6th, and happy 54th birthday to actor Paul Rudd.
What's your name?
I'm Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Hawaiian name.
Oh, great.
Piopi.
Great.
Piopi, looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah, maybe a little.
There's really only one cure for that.
What's that?
Weed. You got any? Well, let's go surfing.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Former Cherokee County daycare worker accused of abusing a two-year-old. Caretaker charged with stealing from elderly Cherokee County resident. Trump and co-defendants lose bid to dismiss Georgia election interference case. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia. Your financial journey, our priority. Ashley Marie O'Connor, a former daycare worker at the Sunshine House in Cherokee County, was arrested on child abuse charges. The charges include one felony count of cruelty to children and one felony count of aggravated assault strangulation. The alleged abuse against a two-year-old in her care includes holding a blanket over the child's nose and mouth, dropping him on his head, dragging him by his neck, shaking his head forcibly, and slapping him. The incidents, which occurred on March 13th, were captured on a security camera. The daycare immediately terminated O'Connor's employment and notified authorities and the child's parents. O'Connor was released on $15,000 bond after being booked into the Cherokee County Jail. Sharon Young, a caretaker from Jasper, has been arrested and charged with multiple offenses, including theft of prescription drugs and personal items from an elderly disabled woman she was caring for. The charges include theft of jewelry, prescription medications, cash, bedsheets, and unauthorized use of a woman's credit or debit card. The alleged incidents occurred between April 13th and May 8th, while Young was employed as a caretaker for Comfort Keepers. She was released on bond after being booked into the Cherokee County Jail. Comfort Keepers, the employer, emphasized its commitment to its client safety and stated it's cooperating with authorities in the investigation. Fulton County Superior Court judge rejected a bid to dismiss election interference charges against former President Donald Trump and 14 co-defendants, ruling that the indictments brought by Fulton District Attorney Fannie Willis last summer do not violate First Amendment protections of political speech. Judge Scott McAfee stated that the defendants' expressions and speech were allegedly made in the furtherance of criminal activity, including false statements and attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. McAfee dismissed six of the indictment's 41 counts, but upheld the majority of the charges. Trump maintains his innocence and contends that the case is politically motivated. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have seven offices in the metro Atlanta area, including two right here in Cobb County and one at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
panel discussion on mental health in Canton, Georgia, hosted by the Rotary Club of Canton, highlighted progress made in increasing access to mental health care, but emphasized the ongoing need to address the stigma and improve access further. Panelists, including Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities Commissioner Kevin Tanner, discussed the importance of breaking down barriers to seeking help and promoting awareness of available resources. They also addressed the growing mental health challenges faced by children and youth, particularly by the COVID-19 pandemic. Strategies to enhance mental health support in the workplace were also emphasized, such as creating supportive culture and providing access to resources like telehealth services. The event underscored the importance of community collaboration and access to care in addressing mental health needs. Reinhardt University is hosting a solar eclipse viewing event on April 8th, even though Georgia is not in the direct path of the total solar eclipse. From 1:47 to 4:21 p.m., a partial eclipse will be visible on campus, with the maximum coverage expected at 3:05 p.m., obscuring 81% of the sun. The event will take place on the lawn of the Bannister Glasshouse from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Free eclipse classes will be provided on the first-come, first-served basis, and attendees are urged not to look at the sun without proper eye protection. Reinhardt advises against using phones to record or photograph the eclipse to fully enjoy the moment. Chattahoochee Technical College has been recognized as one of the top military spouse-friendly schools for the 2024-2025 academic year, ranking 8th in the large community college category. With a commitment to supporting military families, the college offers resources such as Veterans Education Career Training Center at its Marietta campus. Approximately 300 military family members and 300 active military or veteran students are part of the Chattahoochee Tech community each semester. The designation is based on factors like admission, retention, career counseling, flexible learning options, and degree continuation programs. This recognition underscores the college's dedication to providing top-quality educational experiences for military spouses and their families. For more information, visit chattahoocheetech.edu. A new tag renewal kiosk has been installed in Cherokee County's Macedonia community, located at the Kroger in Woodmont Village. This initiative, led by Tax Commissioner Denise Mastrosario, aims to provide convenience for residents in the area, including those in Macedonia, Freehom, Latham Town, and Buffington. The kiosk operates during Kroger business hours, allowing users to renew vehicle registration anytime between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., 7 days a week. Users can scan their renewal letters, driver's license, or enter their tag along the last four digits of their VIN number. Credit and debit cards are accepted, with a $4.95 fee per transaction, allowing up to 10 renewals. We'll have closing comments after this.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you looking to save money on your grocery shopping trip? Don't overlook Laura Lynn products. Laura Lynn is our store brand or private label line of products that taste great and represent great savings for you and your family. So be sure and give Laura Lynn products a try.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Community Podcasts or Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.